Bogart. Bogart's dead, and I feel better. Not the famous one. Just some guy, nicknamed for holding a joint too long. Blew his brains out with a .22 rifle. 4 in the morning, his parents' house. His mother had already left for work. She's into catering, handled some account with a military school. Has to get there to start the bacon and rubbery scrambled eggs. His dad had just stepped into the shower. The water was on. He didn't hear. How do I know Bogart? One smothering August night, he dreamed himself a wild-eyed god and crept into my bed. I don't care to claim the legal term. 4 letters no one knows how to define. But that night I shouted it. He didn't decline. Drunk in the corner, no underwear. That's how I proved his visitation to his skeptical friend Sue. Maybe myself, too. He left his underwear in the bed. I held it aloft triumphantly. Trophy of evidence, stained shred of the immediate real. Bogart was spending the night with Sue. Not as her lover, he was just drunk, crashed in her bed. She fell asleep too. He didn't stay, wandered into my room, or came there deliberately with sober step. I can't vouch for it. I was asleep. Does that sound like rape? The catch is this. I thought he might be someone else, someone I'd invited. So it took a minute to realize this was no one I knew. I don't know why it took me a minute. I'd been having trouble, broke up with someone. I wasn't getting over it. Sue was seeing a shrink, had Valium. I'd eaten a handful of full yellow moons to sleep. The whole thing only lasted a minute. The rape, I mean. Maybe if it had gone on longer, I'd have had time to scream. I didn't do a damn thing. He finished. I jumped and ran. Didn't turn lights on. Don't know why. Stumbled in bathroom, stood there wondering what to do. The sink with a hair in it, the tub with a ring. I had to know who'd just been inside me. Paced back slowly, braced myself for the light. There, in the bald glare of the overhead, only a rumpled king-size waterbed. Not even stirring. I couldn't figure it out. I dragged back the sheets. His jockeys grabbed them, dashed through the house, switching on lights. Found him in Sue's bed, playing possum. Sue bolted up. I screamed, "He raped me!" Sue turned on him. "Is that true, Bogart?" He clutched sheets to his bare chest. "No!" I waved the jockeys. Sue flipped back the sheets. No jockeys on him. He started weeping. Staggered out of bed. I was drunk. Didn't know what I was doing. Slumped on his heels in the corner. Sobbing, shaking his dark head. As if before night turned tomorrow, he'd be transformed to God again, and now began a keening prayer, symbol of sorrow, to frighten us off. "You raped me! You raped me!" I wasn't crying. "I can't turn you in. I'd never win, you goddamned bastard. I don't even get to turn you into the cops." I could tell Sue thought I went too far. She thought Bogart breaking down in the corner made up for what he'd done. Maybe it did. He wasn't pretty. But I didn't know him. That isn't consent. I could tell Sue thought it wasn't rape. I wasn't bruised, produced no weapon. I hadn't called for help. I guess for all my accusations, I had my doubts too, or I wouldn't have said, I can't even call the cops on you. I'd have called them, but I couldn't do it. I said, you have to get out of here. At least you can't stay here. You have to walk home. I could tell Sue thought that was too cruel. I said, get up. Get your fucking rapist ass out the door. Go home. Sue said, let me give him a ride. I said, Sue, God damn it, he raped me. She nodded. He stumbled away. Next morning, she confessed. After I fell asleep again, after another Valium, she tiptoed to her car and picked him up. 5 miles to his house, farm shirking asphalt either side. She said he was too drunk. He could have fallen, been badly hurt. Who knows what might have happened in empty cornfields? What I want is death on my conscience. No, I wouldn't. Nothing I could do. Sue pointed out he deserved pity. He'd lost his dignity. I didn't cry. I shouted, held his jockeys high. Obviously, he needed help. He must be alcoholic or sociopath. And there I was, sane. Why not let it go? Was I so petty or an ideologue? It wasn't that big a deal. Bogart blew his brains out. My friends were sorry. They've kept in touch all 15 years. Divorce, abortion, marriage, childbirth, that much wife done, undone. Bogart kept drinking. Spent a summer in the bin on pills to get dried out. I couldn't turn him into the cops. He never raped anyone else. Or maybe they just didn't think so. It's easy to think you're the one who's wrong. Even if you were asleep, you were wrong. And my own mother, like any mother, said, two wrongs don't add up to a right. Every rapist is a mother's son. I can't say I wanted him hurt. I left town. He had to stay. Might as well have been prison. He blew his brains out. Not because of me. Because of the place. He was used to that life. Still, not enough to keep from offing himself. Was suicide part of what he called life? No, I don't give him that much credit. Dumb shit. Just another rapist. Mother didn't turn my father in either. A family trait. That's what it is. Get raped and let it go. Sometimes I think if I'd never heard how terrible rape is, I wouldn't have cared. Sometimes I think it was a setup job. Bogart had spoken with the man I expected. Maybe he wasn't drunk after all. It was planned, and that makes sense. When I remember how the other man acted, he just disappeared. Now when I compare how it felt with Bogart and how it always feels, there's not much difference. Maybe Sue was right. It's not that big a deal. What I know is learning to like it, accepting whatever's presented as nature, human nature. Now I don't know. Unless my nature is to do favors, one of them pretending that is my nature. whetstone of my desire. Unless my nature is watchful waiting, no matter how often I learn to like it, I wasn't born with method in mind, but applied myself, the serious student, one rote lesson nearly memorized. Unless my nature is something like a stage, where a lonely actor performs for applause, and I get to play the audience too. Maybe that's my nature, but it's a lot to do. Sometimes people don't think it's rape. Sometimes they don't think it's suicide. Maybe it's better to repeat every story from start to finish in full detail. It's important to know the gossip. Keeping secrets means something to hide. Spread the word. Bogart's dead. He won't be bothering us again, and he won't mind if we talk about him. I might have minded if he'd talked about me. If you want to talk about me, talk. It's okay, just not to my face. If you're going to gossip, do it the right way. I'll never know unless it gets back. Unlike Bogart, I'm not dead yet. But, like Bogart, I give you permission to say what you will. I've described how he answered my accusation. I figure I named it right. You'll see it another way, maybe, according to how you've lived life.